affiliated companies.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sierra America. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you had a good weekend. The thawing has begun. Man, let's check out some of these temperatures. 64 degrees is the hottest I've found. One's at Hollis and the other's at Slap Out. So, and pretty good. Pretty nice temperatures. 57 at Cheyenne, home with a secret weapon. 59 at Ceiling, 55 at the May Ranch, 63 at Boise City out here in the Panhandle of Texas. Lipscomb, you're 65, 70 degrees at Miami, 60 degrees at Odell, and 65 at Dozer. Bring it on. Let it roll. Hey, I was listening to Jared's news there a minute ago, and he was talking about the fiber optic project being about half done around Hollis and Ghouls. Oh, I highly recommend to you people down there to get it. They're going to run it to your house anyway if you gave them permission. But I highly recommend you do that. It is the best. Sandy and I've had it for what now, 2 years, and it's only been down one time, and it was actually pre-planned. They warned us that it was going to be down for some kind of update or something. I'm not sure what they were doing. It doesn't matter. But for the money, it is as good an internet as you're going to get. Fiber during the storms, you're not going to have that little spinning going on your TV or your phone or anything. So when that gets up and running down there around Hollis and Ghoul, you guys, I highly recommend. Not that bad a price either. So just, I'm not getting any paid advertising, just coming from experience there. And had good luck with the calving this weekend. I only actually had one compared to last weekend, which is good. So I guess we're probably in between the heat cycles right now. And it looks like we got good weather coming up. I do have a special guest on today. And a lot of you guys probably know him. Andy Holloway will be on, from speaking to me from Canadian, Texas on the phone. We're going to be talking about his retirement from Texas A&M AgriLife and his new company, Advantage Ag Consulting. And we're going to talk about his cattle ranch, the 77 Angus Ranch. And then that's coming up. And tomorrow, the kids, her niece and nieces and nephew are better from their accident. I think they're home. Megan Langley will be on with me tomorrow. The whole show, we're going to be talking about the poultry litter, chicken litter, I call it. What's going on in northeastern Oklahoma over there along the Illinois River, the whole show tomorrow. So I'm excited about that. And then Brandon will be on first thing Wednesday. And then Linda Lucas will be coming in to talk about the upcoming Roger Mills County Cattlemen Association bull sale. It's this Saturday. All kinds of crazy good stuff going on this week. No, the snow's melting and we're all good. Okay, so the cow-calf corner is out and from OSU. And there's a couple things I wanted to go over with you real quick from it. And we talked about it, and we're going to continue reminding your. I'm going to continue reminding you guys about cattle theft, and there's it's going on. You might not be hearing about it, but it's going on. But Professor Mark Z. Johnson, Oklahoma State University Extension beef cattle breeding specialist, has a good article in here, and it's Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Day. So this is a great story to talk about. How's that? At a time of record high cattle value, management to prevent cattle theft has more value than ever as well. Preventing cattle theft involves consistent herd monitoring. That's the biggest thing. secure fencing, and proper identification of cattle. While some large-scale thefts occur, it's more often small operations, less than 50 head, according to this article, which are targeted. Thieves often suffering from drug and alcohol addiction are motivated by the need to make fast money. In Oklahoma, cattle theft is a serious felony with penalties up to 10 years in prison per head, plus potential court order restitution for up to 3 times the value of the cattle stolen. So here's some of the tips, some key steps he said in doing this. Branding. Branding is considered the most effective way to prevent and track stolen cattle, which is 100% true. Although it's not legally required in Oklahoma, branding remains the primary deterrent. Unbranded cattle are virtually impossible to track once stolen. Secure facilities. Lock your gates. Lock gates, in my book, only keeps an honest thief honest. That's all. Chain portable panels and ensure corrals are not easily accessible from high traffic highways. Avoid leaving cattle penned overnight or for any longer than necessary. Frequent audits. Count cattle all the time, regularly, especially if they are scattered among multiple locations. Stagger routine. Alter your feeding times and routine enough that thieves can target your cattle during a time that they know you will be gone. So let's cover that a little bit. I got a buddy up there at Grimes. He feeds every other day, cakes every other day, the other days. And so he's in a routine. And it depends on how long it takes him to get out of bed of a morning and get his cup of coffee. You know, you never know the times. But I'm picking on him. But don't get in the same routine every day. Switch it up just a little bit. Because you'd be shocked who's watching you. And there's been a lot going on in Oklahoma and Texas and a little bit in Colorado from what I've been reading from some of the pages. And so just don't get in a crazy routine. And if you're going somewhere for a day or two, try not to post that on social media that you're going to eat a sandwich in Oklahoma City overnight or a ball game or something like that. Always post it after your fact. So that'll be good. Record keeping, maintain detailed written records of herd numbers and individual ID tags with copies stored in a secure separate location. Keep copies, electronic and hard copies, that can be shared with law enforcement after a theft. Let's see here. Strategic location. Avoid leaving cattle in pens near high traffic roads. If cattle are suspected to be stolen, take immediate action. Don't wait around for he probably got over the neighbors. We'll find him in a few days. If there's some fresh tracks around your place or in your place or something like that, go ahead and contact your local county sheriff's office. Furthermore, being proactive and report as suspicious vehicles or activities to local law enforcement in advance of theft is an effective deterrent. Notify the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, and as they can notify auction markets to watch for stolen animals. The Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association employs special rangers who collaborate with Oklahoma law enforcement to investigate livestock crimes. And they do. We got some of the best rangers in Oklahoma and the best rangers from the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. So just letting you know, because we all know that it's worth a lot of money. So if you're not branding, you can ear tag, you can ear notch, do all that you want. But I'm just telling you, branding's the best way to go. And we all know that. It's just sometimes it's a lot of trouble. Today, speaking of that, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. And speaking of them, they got their spring district meetings coming up starting next week, February 9th at Pryor, February the 10th at Woodward at the Northwest District and at the County Fairgrounds, and then February 12th, South Central at Sulphur, 16th to North Central at Stillwater. February 19th, the Southwest District will be at Frederick at the Tillman County Fairgrounds. And March will be the Southeast District. March 2nd will be there at McAllister. So let's take an OCA break. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of Mr. Andy. We'll be right back after this break.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When she walked into the store, she looked around and then she said,
"Am I in Dallas?"
That's because the space was so big, so nice, and so full of beautiful things. Now, you and I love living right here in Western Oklahoma. We like the small town friendliness. We like knowing each other. We like feeling safe. And we like being able to get where we're going pretty quickly. But now there's a store you can visit right here in Western Oklahoma that makes you feel like you're shopping in a massive metropolitan area. Ever since Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts moved into their new digs, they keep getting the same reaction from people.
"Wow, this looks fabulous."
The store is big and beautiful, and it's full of things that'll make your home beautiful and make you look and feel great. If you know, you know. But if you haven't been in yet, you're missing out on a big city shopping experience right here in little old Western Oklahoma.
Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, now located at 1503 West 3rd Street in Elk City.
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Life gets a lot easier when you've got the tools to handle the cold, like generators, because losing power is not an option. Propane heaters and portable heaters keep you warm and working. Heated jackets and vests keep your core warm. Gloves! For your vehicle, anti-freezing wiper fluid, battery charger, engine starters, flashlights, rechargeable hand warmers, WeatherTech floor mats to protect your floorboard, D-Gel diesel, scrapers, and de-icer. You know who's got all this. Napa Auto Parts in Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here is your Central Crop Care out of Hobart, Oklahoma grain market update. Kansas City wheat's March 535, down 9 3/4. May is 545, down 9 1/4. Chicago wheat, March 527, down 11. May's down 10 at 536. Corn, May 432, down 3 3/4. Soybeans for March, 1059, down 5 1/4. Soybean meal out of Chicago, March 293.90, up 30, and May is 297.70, up 20. let's check out, see what livestock is doing. And last time I looked at it, it was doing good, and it still is. Live cattle, February, 239.05, up 320. April's up 352 at 240.32. Feeders for March, 367.97, up 770. April's 365.87, up 760. And May is 362.07, up 65. And, or I'm sorry, up 695. My bad. Let's see what oil and gas is doing. Oil's down 341 at 61.80 for March, and natural gas is at 321, down 113. On the phone right now is probably one of my most favorite people from the Texas Panhandle, Andy Holloway. How are you doing, sir?
Morning, Jimmy. I'm doing good. I guess it's afternoon now.
So yeah, it's afternoon.
Isn't it beautiful out there today? It just couldn't be more gorgeous.
I mean, how many times do you see cattle out putting sunblock on in February?
Yeah, that's right. It's amazing. Do you know, Jimmy, up until this last cold spell where we had the snow and some people had ice in other parts of the area, and all the sub-zero temperatures there for a few days, prior to that, it had been just amazingly beautiful. And the reason I bring that up is we've had some of the best average daily gains on feed yard cattle and feeder cattle that we've ever seen, ever. I've heard of people that have had 4 and over 5 pound a day gains, and that's just all a credit to this beautiful weather, just like we're having today.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. As crazy as, as much as I hate it last weekend, I'll take that for a couple of days versus having it every day.
Guarantee you.
And it was pretty good. Well, I was thinking about you last week, and that's the reason why I called you, because I don't know, have you heard the news out there that Devin and Katerra are combining to make a big oil company, and Devin might be moving to Houston?
No, I haven't heard that.
Well, have you heard of CTT Oil Exploration and Cattle Company?
Yeah, I have heard of that.
Well, I've heard they're already looking to buy the Devin building.
That's funny. That's good.
Yeah. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I don't think that's me involved in that, Jimmy, but anyway, those are some pretty big players, that group.
Yeah, but I was wondering, because this season on Landman, they came to the funeral and stuff, and they mentioned Canadian Texas on the Landman.
Yeah, they had their pre-luncheon. They had their pre-funeral luncheon at the Bucket.
I know.
In Canadian, Texas. Yes, sir.
I know. I've been there. And so I was like, wow, Canadian, Texas made the big time today.
How about that? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So,
well, anyway, I was thinking about you last week because I knew I'd heard through the grapevine that you took your retirement from Texas A&M AgriLife, and I want to thank you for your service to the folks out in Texas, because without OSU Extension and Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, I think a lot of farmers and ranchers would be missing out on a lot of information, and you were a big part of that out in the Texas Panhandle.
Well, Jimmy, thank you so much. It was with mixed feelings that I retired on December 31st. I love being a county extension agent. I am so grateful to the people of Hemphill County and this whole region, which includes a lot of your radio listening country, even all of Western Oklahoma.
Yep.
I got a chance to interact and assist with a lot of people over those years through the Beef Cattle Conference, through all these wildfires that we've had to recover from, and so many other programs that we put on that people participated in, literally from a huge area. And so thank you for that acknowledgement and thoughts. And the Extension Service was really good to me. My dad was an Extension agent for over 30 years, and My wife is my coworker, or was my coworker till I retired, and Tanya's still working for Extension and going to stay with it another year or two. You know, Jimmy, I was a smart guy. I married a younger woman, and Tanya's a couple of years younger than me, so she wants to kind of keep going for another year or two. But anyway, we're staying right here in Canadian. My Hemp Hill County Ag Committee has hired me on a 3-year contract with an option even beyond that to continue to run the Beef Cattle Conference. And so that's part of my new endeavor. And then, as I've shared with you, I've started a new consulting company called Advantage Ag Consulting LLC. And I'm, as part of that, I'll be doing the Beef Conference, but I'm also doing consulting work for agribusinesses related to marketing endeavors and other things. And then ranchers and beef cattle producers that would like me to help them with beef cattle genetics, ranch management, marketing of beef cattle. I've got a feed yard business going on now. I've been feeding cattle up there with Tom Fanning and Raul at Buffalo Feeders there at Buffalo, Oklahoma.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Congratulations.
I've got quite a few cattle up there on feed, and then we've also started, which is just kind of in my blood. My maternal grandfather was an Angus breeder, so we bought about 100 Angus females at this point, and so I'm back in the registered Angus business. I'm excited about that. So, Jimmy, I've just kind of shifted gears. My friend Dale Jenkins told me the other day, he said, Andy, you've gone just to high gear is what you've done. So, anyway, but I've opened up a new office here in Canadian on Main Street at 311 Main. So, Jimmy, if you're ever over here, or your listeners, stop by and visit. I'm in and out. I'm just the only person here, but I'd love to have you come visit. And if there's anybody listening that I can serve and help to continue my work of all these years, I'm here and available, and I would love to continue to work to help people live better lives.
Yeah, so your office is right there by the steakhouse and the bank. How convenient.
That's right. You got money on one side and food on the other, Jimmy.
I didn't even have to Google that. I was sitting there, 311 Main. That's right by the steakhouse and the bank.
Yeah. I've got three banks right around me, and one of the best steakhouses, who, you know, the Cattle Exchange is owned by Milton Cook, my dear friend. And the Cattle Exchange is our caterer at the Beef Conference. And I think you remember quite well all the great meals that we had and that we'll continue to have at the Beef Conference thanks to the catering of Master Chef Milton Cook.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, it sounds like you really retired with all that you just rattled off. And so I want to get into the Beef Conference a little bit later on here, because I got you. If you got time, I got you for the next 30 minutes. But tell us a little bit about your registered Angus herd that you got going there. What's your goals in with that?
Well, Jimmy, just a quick, as part of that answer, a quick little synopsis. My granddad, Carlton Willingham, and my son, Tanya and I have an only child, and his name is Tarleton. He's named after his great-grandfather, was a registered Angus breeder out between Rotan and Hamlin, Texas, back in the 1950s, 60s, and early 70s. And my granddad was somebody I always wanted to be like. He was a great man. His handshake was his word and his bond. He was just a terrific individual, a great Christian man. And anyway, my granddad loved Angus cattle, and he really was successful with that. And so growing up around that, I got to know people like Minnie Lou Bradley, that recently passed away, that was an icon in the Angus business, and Richmond Hales, who's now gone to heaven from Canyon, that was an Angus breeder, and many other people. And so I just grew up with that in my blood. And you know, back when I was really going and blowing in the Abilene area with my cattle marketing company. I got started in the registered Angus business. I grew from 7 cows to over 500. And then in the drought of 2010 and 11, I lost all of that because I made a lot of bad decisions that have helped me become a county agent to share with people both good and bad things. And so that's that experience was a result of a lot of my passion. But to get back to why I'm back in it, I don't want to be big anymore. I just want to be the best. And one of the things that's exciting to me about being in the registered Angus business is the excellent way that Angus takes on the battle and the opportunity, you might say, to feed the world with the highest quality beef product known to mankind. Certified Angus beef started in the late 70s.
Yep.
It really didn't take hold till kind of the mid to late 80s. But certified Angus beef for all beef breeds, not just Angus and the U.S. beef industry, has been changed from the beef business being a commodity business during my growing up years,
yep,
to now for the cattle that have high quality marbling and high carcass quality, it's now a quality business. It's a business that helps people live healthier lives, better lives, and for beef cattle ranchers and producers, it helps them create more value with their calf crops by using those Angus bulls and other breeds like Red Angus and Herefords and other breeds, Akaushi, Wagyu. They all have cattle within their breeds that are high marbling, and so whether you're an Angus person or not, like I am, is irrelevant, but the quest should be to produce a product through our bulls that we sell to ranchers, the genetics that help people raise better quality cattle, that help our consumer that consumes our beef have a better beef product when they eat. And so that beef product is about being more juicy, more flavorful, and more tender. And with that, through that marbling, based on research, Jimmy, this is all based on research now. It's not somebody's opinion. But that marbling fat, that intramuscular fat, is known to produce omega-3s, omega-6s, oleic acid, which our brain and our intestines need, and it helps us build the muscle mass that our bodies need in order to stay healthy and to function well. And a lot of people don't realize that red meat also is the best way to get iron into your bodies. And with senior citizens, and I'm going to be 67 years old this year, senior citizens need iron in order to stay strong. School children need iron in order to grow properly. So there is so many compelling, good, great reasons to eat beef and to eat quality beef. And I was in a steakhouse just this past weekend in Dallas, and they had certified Angus beef on their menu. They also had Wagyu on their menu. They really were focusing on USDA prime and above quality grades on the steaks that they were feeding. And I mentioned Master Chef Milton Cook here over at the Cattle Exchange here in Canadian. I guarantee you Milton's real picky about the kind of quality that he cooks for his customers in the way of steak. So I want to have cattle, Angus cattle, that are easy calvers, that are highly fertile, that are very functional and sound on their feet and legs, that not only have maternal traits, but also have those carcass traits that produce that quality carcass. And that's my goal. And so we bought some of our genetics to get started from Gardner Angus Ranch up at Ashland, Kansas, the yep. R.A. Brown Ranch down at Throckmorton. My friend Steve Zeebach down here at Wheeler, I bought some females from him, and a guy in Amarillo named Danny Richburg that's an Angus breeder. So we've got our seed stock start from those Angus breeders, and man, I'm excited about it, Jimmy.
Oh, I couldn't tell by what you just said, if I wasn't a Christian already and you'd have been a Baptist preacher, I would have wanted to have been baptized right then from what all you just said. And this is the reason why I say this. We have so much going on in our world right now, especially in the United States. Some of it's good. Some of it's bad. We have some cattle associations wanting this and this and that and all that stuff. But besides the point, the number one goal of all cattlemen, period, no matter what you do, if you have cow-calf operation or if you're raising breeding stock heifers, cows or females to sell them bread or whatever, or you're raising bulls to have sales this spring, the number one goal should be what ends up on that consumer's plate.
Absolutely.
Nothing else. That's the most important thing in the world is our consumers need to be happy with no matter what variety of meat they get, whether it's just the cheap ground up milk, hamburger, or if it's that prime steak that you want, because the numbers don't lie and they show that choice and prime is way up since the 80s. And you know, used to, we just got a slab of meat. Now it's real.
That's right. Do you know, Jimmy, back when I was a kid in the 60s and early 70s, about 30% of the cattle would grade USDA choice.
Yep.
Only 30%. And less than 2% of the cattle graded prime. Now, fast forward to today.
Yeah.
Over 84%, and this is based on cattle facts and USDA data. This isn't just something I pulled out of the air. But based on cattle facts data, 84% or more of the cattle today grade choice or prime. And about 12% of the cattle grade prime. And so that's back in when I started the beef conference back in 2015, Minnie Lou Bradley was our first keynote speaker. We had 2% of the beef carcasses nationwide that were grading USDA prime.
Yep.
Today, that's up by 12%. And Minnie Lou said the wave of the future is going to be USDA prime. And how correct she was in that.
Oh.
And we're just continuing. And the reason we're continuing is because we've got purebred breeders that are focusing on that genetically. And then our great feed yard people like Tom Fanning and his crew at Buffalo Feeders, those people have learned so much as to how to use technology and things that make cattle feed better and put that, it's not only just a steak, like you said, but do you know, Jimmy, 60% of the U.S. beef is in the form of a hamburger. And we have made our hamburger meat higher quality and more nutritious. And that is so important to the consumer.
Yeah, here's, before we take your break, because I'm running way late on my second break here, but what gets me is in the last 20 years, this is just my personal opinion, and you don't have to agree with me on this, or anybody doesn't, but it makes me giggle every time I see somebody making brisket or showing it on Facebook and stuff, because as far as I'm concerned, that's one of the worst cuts on a cow. And now today it's the most popular because the brisket tastes better than it did back in the late 70s and early 80s.
I agree wholly. Have you ever been to the new truck stop with the beaver?
What is that truck stop, Aaron, out here at Amarillo with the beaver? Huh? Yeah, Bucky's.
Bucky's truck stop. Do you know who the number one buyer of certified Angus beef briskets is in Texas?
Bucky's.
It's Bucky's. And I went in there and tried one of their barbecue sandwiches that's made from certified Angus beef briskets. And, man, it's one of the best brisket sandwiches I've ever had.
Yep.
And it's all because of that quality now that you referred to, Jimmy, that's in that brisket that we've selected for. And that's part of the genetics and part of the improvement that we made as ranchers and as beef cattle producers over the last 30 years.
Yep. Hey, Andy, we got to take a break. I'm running behind, so we're running out of time quick. So I'm going to take an Oklahoma Cattlemen Association break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for the best nutrition for your herd? We proudly carry Mixed 30 liquid feed, 4-Co horse supplements, and can blend proven products to keep your livestock healthy and productive. Stop by today and let us help you choose the right feed solutions for your operation. And to our neighbors in Texas, we can sell to you and welcome your business. Stop by or call us today at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City and follow us on Facebook.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op Gin, 720 South Main, Elk City, 225-0191.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. 92. They come to you.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Meet AgSense 365 from Valley. They've combined their best in-class remote irrigation management applications into one powerful platform. Easily manage everything from pivots to pumps and more, anytime, anywhere, all with AgSense 365. Contact Knutson Irrigation at 1-800-373-9325 today to learn more about AgSense 365, the most intuitive app for remote irrigation management. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
I've banked First National my whole life as an ag producer. We understand. I'm over here in Elk City. Monty's over at Sayre. We're both operators. We have a real life experience on the situation. If times are tough, it's not just for our customers. We feel it too. When it's dry, when rates are up, we're able to communicate with management and everybody, hey, this is the situation. Our customers feel comfortable knowing that we get what they're talking about.
I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 25th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 160 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Ellingson Progressive, DB Iconic, and LAR Man in Black. A dozen other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale. Wednesday, February 25th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, quartermastercreek.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hey, Andy.
Are you there? Sir.
Yes, everybody, I got Andy Holloway from Canadian Texas on with me. He is now retired, Texas A&M AgriLife. Educators, is that what you call you guys self, educators?
Yes, sir. We're officially called educators, but my dad's best friend who became my father-in-law, my wife's father, just said we were country agents.
Yeah, exactly. He retired in December, and he's got Advantage Ag Consulting and Double Seven Angus, and we're just having a big old good conversation, and I want to keep this one a little short, that way I can take my last break and we can finish up about the beef conference coming up and stuff. But, you know, we're talking about how beef has improved the quality because of genetics, and everybody's paying attention to this, whether it's EBDs or you actually go to the bull sales and look at your bulls you're buying and on and on and on. But, you know, I see so many times on social media, and I even have friends here where I work at the studio, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, you didn't see anybody out there barbecuing a chuck roast on the smoker. But now you do because they're so good.
That's so true, Jimmy. We've learned so many things about our genetics and how to make our meat more tender through genetic selection, as well as more juicy and tender. And then I just think another part of this is finally doctors have become educated that the cholesterol that our bodies make is mostly from our body, not from what we eat. It's not the result of eating red meat or something like that. It's what our bodies just make on its own because of our own genetics. There were so many poorly portrayed things that back in the 70s were said that were just not based on research. That
exactly.
Literally crucified the business. And then, Jimmy, I think one of the exciting things about today's life is these chefs. All of our chefs are so creative in the kind of foods that they create, but then the way they cook food. And you talked about barbecue. You know, back when I was a kid, barbecue was just kind of something that we just did occasionally. Now everybody barbecues, and we barbecue often, and people love barbecue. And my wife and I are going to take a barbecue tour across the state to just go to barbecue joints. And it's because barbecue's gotten to be so good, and that's a credit to these chefs and the people that are focusing on the carnivore diet and the things that we have learned as people that are good for us. So, you know, there's so many great things in this world today, and our beef cattle producers. But, you know, Jimmy, we talk about our cattle and meat, but you said something early on that I think needs to be said. It's not just about what we raise and sell, but it's about the kind of lifestyle that we have in the world of agriculture, that farmers and ranchers raise kids and it's not just farmers and ranchers, it's agribusiness people, it's people that just live in rural communities and in rural states. There's just a way of life that is so precious that it's really the essence of what our country's all about, the patriotism, our faith, the pioneering spirit that so many people have through the upbringing that they get through agriculture and the way of life. And that's all such an important part of who we are as a country. And it makes me proud, Jimmy, to be a Christian, to be a rancher, to be a beef cattle producer, to be an investor in our kids through just encouragement.
Yes.
All those things are special parts of life that the real way of living brings about, that literally our country needs to uphold and protect in a greater way than we even do.
So. Yes, sir. Andy, let me take my last OCA break, and let's come back and let's finish up with it with on beef and the beef conference coming up. And I got a trick question for you.
Okay.
So we're going to take an OCA break. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
They're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're a oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. If we're competitive on price, we say we'll bring it to you, we'll do whatever it takes to get it to you, make life easier on you, or you can call us to solve a problem. Hey, can you get this? Why wouldn't you? American Hose and Supply, 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's.
Or call 303-1123. 303-1123.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough because it's a hard world in farming, you know, in the farming market. It's tough. So they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, January 16. 2,893 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 524 brought 540. 12 at 558 brought 475. 11 at 621 brought 392.50. 124 at 674 brought 370. 5 at 739 brought 327.50. 4 at 743 brought 340. 13 head of heifers at 416 brought 465. 4 at 503 brought 404. 7 at 575 brought 377. 5 at 633 brought 351. 11 at 645 brought 355, 8 at 703 brought 335. Butcher cows were 6750 to 170. Butcher bulls brought 121 to 189. Bred cows 1450 to 3650. Pairs 2450 to 3500. Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Tipton, 61 degrees, dew points 35, humidity's 37, the winds are out of the south at 15. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 35 degrees, sunset at 6:07. Increasing clouds, 68 today, 37 tonight. Tomorrow, just beautiful, 64 degrees. On the phone with me right now is the former, I guess we'll just call him the retired, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension County Country Agent, whatever, Andy Holloway from Canadian, Texas, from Hemp Hill County. Thanks for taking time out on your lunch today to talk with me.
Jimmy, it's been my pleasure. I value your friendship, and I want to say thank you for what you do, being a voice for our way of life, for our rural way of life, for agriculture, for the beef cattle business. I know that you and a team of your friends were firefighters during the fires, and your servanthood and all that is a great act of leadership. So thank you for all that you do for all of us.
Well, I appreciate that, and you're welcome, and thank you. I'm telling you, I still brag on the Pentagon ladies over there in Hemp Hill County and Canadian for when we've had the wildfires, and you're part of it, that you're a big part of that deal where you guys get together. Because here's the deal. You know all those producers out there. You know who needs hay. You know where those fires was. You know who the people you can call to depend on to get some product there. So it's a big deal. And it's not, it's, people think it's easy to come in there and dump a bunch of hay in the place and get it loaded out to other places. It's not that simple. You have to be organized. So that's the reason why I called that little feed store there in Canadian the Pentagon. So,
you know, we organized that, and I had so many great people like Wes A. Vance that owns the feed store there help with all that. We had 143 volunteers that helped through that, and that volunteer effort literally lasted for months and months as we went through that recovery. And that volunteer effort has now actually become a model to other people. When they had the big Texas Hill Country flooding back in July, they used our model of volunteerism to organize and help recover from that catastrophe.
I believe it.
So I'm real proud of that, Jimmy, and I'm excited about it. And it's, you know, I never knew when I was going to be a county agent that a lot of my work would be built around recovering from wildfires. But it has, and it was, and it was one of the honors of my life and career to serve the people here. And, you know, it's just amazing how many great people there are in our country. And yep. People literally came from across the world, even from Spain, to come here and help us. And you know, it was amazing. So thank you for all that you did.
Oh, yeah. No, we it made our day. That Debbie, whatever her name is, out there on County Road 26 going towards Durham, I told you that story again. It still moves me today on what happened out there. So, and, you know, if we hadn't been helping you and Randy from Shattuck and other people, you know, we wouldn't have, that Holly name must be, I mean, yours is Holloway, but Randy's is Holly. So that Holly stuff's got to be jiving out there. So, but there's a, something. Hey, I want to read this to you from one of our listeners, and it says, sir. Amen, Andy. He says what we need to hear, and it just flows from him like water. And thank you. So I just wanted to read that for you. And
thank you.
We got about 3 minutes left. Man, Andy, I tell people on my show all the time that beef conference that you have in Canadian, Texas every year is one of the best conferences. I've been to a lot of different conferences, not just beef, but all kinds of different conferences. And that conference you guys have there is wonderful. Tell us what's going to be coming on up there this year.
Well, Jimmy, it's all online now. They can just go, you can just Google Hemp Hill County Beef Cattle Conference and go to our website and look at the agenda. It's going to be a power-packed agenda. I think it could be one of the best beef cattle conferences we've ever done. It's focused this year on regenerative agriculture and regenerative ways to use beef cattle production to make your ranch better, to make your profit, to make the soil on your ranch better. Those are all parts of what we're going to talk about, along with the markets and our big keynote speaker and all the good food that we're going to eat. We're going to probably have the largest trade show we've ever had, with over 130 trade show exhibitors from what I think are the greatest agribusinesses in the world that'll literally be coming here from across the nation. And Jimmy, I just got to take this moment to tell you about an exciting new feature that we've never done before at the Beef Cattle Conference. So the dates are Tuesday and Wednesday, April 28th and 9th. So you can get your tickets online. But on Wednesday afternoon, the second day of the conference, through Live Ag, we're going to have a commercial replacement video sale. We're going to call it the River City Quality Commercial Female Sale.
I see that. So,
yes, sir. And so we're hoping to sell 400 to 600 head of Red Angus, Black Baldies, Herefords. Quality, it doesn't matter, just as long as they're quality. We can sell pairs. We can sell young bred cows. We can sell open heifers or bred heifers. So we are so excited, and I'm taking consignments now. So you can consign as few as 10 head, or you can consign as many as a truckload or truckload lot. So
how fun is this going to be?
We want the big producers, but we want the little producers to be able to not only be consigners, but buyers. So if you do buy something, you can buy as few as 10 head, or you can buy them in a truckload lot. So anyway, it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. And I want to give a shout out to Live Ag because, Jimmy, we're starting a new youth scholarship program in our beef conference this year. We're going to give four $5,000 scholarships to young people that want to go in agriculture. And Live Ag is donating part of their commission back to the scholarship program. So we are so excited about the beef conference. Just go and get your tickets. We're going to feed you good, and we're looking forward to it.
Andy, I knew I should have started you from the start of the show. We're out of time, so I'll holler at you later.
Thanks, Jimmy.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for all you do.
Yes, sir, you too. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Today in brought to you by, there, he'll say it. How about that? KECO.
Kicking it with your best buds. That's what country sounds like. 96.5 KECO.